All right, I've only dreamt about this my entire life. On the line with Ann Johnsos and myself is Stan Lee. Now, Stan, help me out with this. How best to describe you? Are you the father of Marvel Comics, the godfather, the archangel, the patriarch? How do we describe
you? Just a wonderful human being. No, I don't know that I'm the father or grandfather. I've just been with the company so long that I feel like I'm the great-grandfather of Marvel.
Are you proud of what... I mean, let's be honest. As you started out with Marvel, they were comic books, and now they're a multimedia mega chain of everything. Are you proud of what you've seen happen to Marvel?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the change that has occurred is unbelievable, because now, as you say, it's motion pictures, it's video games, it's books, it's graphic novels and comic books. And then there's licensing and merchandising, all sorts of toys and statuettes and anything you can dream of, especially Spider-Man pajamas for kids.
I think there's Spider-Man diapers, too.
There are Spider-Man diapers.
Yeah. Yep.
What an idea. Hold on a minute. I've got to write that down.
For when your spider senses...
I knew something we forgot.
Spider-Man diapers for when your spider sense is tingling, Stan. You can use that on the box.
Oh.
Hey, you're good.
Thank you very much. Let's talk about now Disney has taken over Marvel. Are you happy about that? What happened there?
Could not be happier. You know, as so many fans said in the beginning, oh, gee, now Spider-Man is going to wear a Disney hat, and you know, Mickey Mouse hat. But actually, it's been the greatest thing. They let Marvel alone to do what Marvel does, but they support Marvel in every possible way. So it's one of the best things that could have happened to Marvel, and I'd like to think that could have happened to Disney also.
Yep. Would you describe, Stan, the relationship between Marvel and DC Comics as a friendly rivalry? Would that be fair?
Well, in the sense that most of the artists and writers who work for each company are friends themselves. So sure, it's friendly. And obviously, it's like Paramount and Warner Brothers. They each want their movies to do well. DC wants their books to sell well and their movies, and so does Marvel. But yes, it certainly is friendly.
What's the secret, though? If you've looked at the movies that Marvel has made over the past decade or so, you've really piled up some tremendous successes. DC doesn't seem to have that same thing. They did really well with Batman, but they've had a lot more problems than successes. What has Marvel done right that DC can't seem to pull off?
Well, I think Marvel in the movies has done the same thing we tried to do in the comics. We try to play up the private life of the character as well as the super life, and we try to show whatever personal problems and anxieties the hero or heroine might have. It's not just a case of a good guy fighting a bad guy, but we try to be a little more in depth with their problems, their personal problems, and their social relationships and so forth.
That's the one thing, as I was a kid and still to this day as an adult, and I read the Marvel comics, yes, they're heroes, but I think you guys go out of your way to say they're flawed heroes.
Exactly. Almost everybody, except me, of course, is flawed.
Right.
And and it seems ridiculous to write stories about a hero where you just write about him fighting the bad guy and winning at the end.
Yeah.
Because I think a reader and a viewer, they want to know, well, what about his personal life? Where does he live? What are his problems? What does he worry about? And on and on.
Well, that makes people relate to the superhero, too, right? So, you know, we can all find some humanity there.
That's right. The humanity is like the key word.
Yep. Now, Mr. Lee, I am not the Marvel expert. My husband had a huge collection of Marvel comic books that he is still kicking himself for selling when he was a teenager. But how did you get started in comics?
Oh, gosh, just by accident. I applied for a job right out of high school. I heard there was an opening at a publishing company. I didn't even know that they published comics, because they also published movie magazines and sport magazines and all sorts of magazines. But the opening, I found out, was in the comic book department, and I wanted a job, so I took it, and I stayed there for like 100 years.
That was one happy accident.
It feels like that anyway.
Stan, do you enjoy doing the cameos in the films? Is that a big deal for you?
Oh, I love them. In fact, I'm heartbroken. I didn't have a cameo in the Wolverine movie because they shot it in Australia, and I just didn't have the time to fly out there.
You know, it's become...
But I love them, yes.
The same kind of game that it used to be to find Alfred Hitchcock in a movie, it's now become that same game to find you, Stan Lee, in one of the Marvel films.
Well, I'm very flattered. To have my name mentioned in the same sentence with Hitchcock is very pleasing to me.
And Stan, when you look at it, let's take Robert Downey Jr., for example. A decade ago, Robert Downey Jr. was having a lot of problems, couldn't get a part in a movie because nobody would insure him, and now because of his success as Tony Stark in Iron Man, he's the most bankable star in the world right now.
That's right. Absolutely correct. And we did a lot for Tony Stark, for Robert, of course, and he did a hell of a lot for us, too. Nobody could have played that role better, possibly myself, but I wasn't available.
Stan, I want to point out you are coming to town. You're going to be at Wizard World Con, and you're going to be there Saturday and Sunday. The con runs August 8th through the 11th, but you'll be there just Friday and Saturday. Am I correct?
That's right, and I can't wait to meet all our fans.
When people meet you, what's the number one question they have for you?
You still around? No, they usually say, who's your favorite hero, and what superpower would you want if you could have a superpower, and what's your favorite comic book? Pretty much standard, but I love their enthusiasm. I love the fans. I love the fact that when years ago, the fans were like 5, 6, and 7 years old. Now they're grown-ups who bring their 5, 6, and 7-year-old kids along to the convention.
Speaking of, I have a 4 and a 7-year-old daughter, and I'm wondering, are you doing anything to try and get more of the girls involved? It's been a boy kind of thing for a long time. What about little girls?
Well, superheroes have really always been an area that boys are mostly interested in, but all of our books have female characters who are interesting, who are strong characters, who are colorful. We feature a few characters. We have the Black Widow and one or two others, and we're trying, just as you mentioned, to bring more girls into the fold, but it is basically, these are adventure stories, and usually boys are the ones who respond to them the most.
Who's a hero, Stan, that you thought at Marvel, this is a hero, a superhero that's really going to take off. He's got everything going for him, and it just fizzled. Can you think of anybody like that?
I hate to say it, that hasn't happened to
us. It's never happened.
Everyone we came up with has done well. We've just been very lucky.
How about that? Is there any that you didn't think would stand a chance that as you looked at the first drafts, you went, boy, I don't know if there's enough there, but they just kind of took off somehow?
No. The movie scripts were wonderful. I think it's terrific. We've had the best script writers in the world doing these movies, and I get so much credit for it, and I didn't have anything to do with the movies, but I'm very happy to accept all the credit I can get.
What haven't you done yet, Stan? You've been doing this for a long, long time. What's the one thing that you've always wanted to do that you have not done yet?
Well, I'm amazed that they haven't asked me to star in one of the movies and let Robert Downey do the cameo, but we'll talk about that.
That's going to happen at some point, isn't it?
I hope so.
Robert
Downey Jr. is actually a great guy. We've become friendly, and he's a fine actor, and it's very lucky that we have him. And the same goes for, we have such a great cast for every one of our movies. We were lucky enough to get the top directors, the top screenwriters, and the top actors. Now, you can't go wrong with that.
Well, but there was a time when you look back not that long ago, if you had said to a top director or an A-list actor, we want you to be in a movie that's based on a comic book, they'd go, yeah, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. You guys changed that game around.
Yeah, it started years ago. I think it started with the movie Blade. The Black Vampire Hunter, you may remember.
Sure.
And then, of course, came the X-Men, which was a big hit. And after that, there was no stopping us.
Yeah. Who's next? Who have they not done a movie about over at Marvel that you think, at some point, we've really got to make this into a movie?
Oh, almost all of them. You know, the problem is we don't have the time. We have so many to do and so many sequels to do, but we still have to get to Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
We have to do the Black Panther. We're doing even Ant-Man, and we're doing the Guardians of the Galaxy. It goes on and on, but when do you find the time to do that? Because we also have to do sequels to the movies we've already done.
Sure.
There's one thing that happened recently, and I think this is something that makes you a little bit mad. Andrew Garfield suggested that maybe MJ could be a man. Was that out of left field?
Boy, that was so out of left field.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he said that. And one of the quotes I gave, he wanted to talk about, I think, Spider-Man being bisexual.
Yeah.
And my only comment was I thought one sex at a time ought to be enough for anybody.
I think that was hilarious. I can't imagine where that came from, but I guess maybe he was just trying to include another audience or something.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Although you
well,
had...
or maybe sometimes you say something just to be noticed
uh-huh.
or to create a controversy. Who knows?
Stan, there have
but
been...
he's a great guy, and he's a fine actor, and I hope this doesn't hurt him in any way.
You've had gay superheroes. You've had Northstar from Alpha Flight. He's been that's a gay superhero, correct?
You know something? I'm really not that familiar with him, but he very well might be.
Yeah.
We had a character years ago who might have been gay. We had something called Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos.
Sure.
And we had a character called Percy Pinkerton, one of the commandos, who was great, but he was a little bit less tough than the other guys.
Yeah.
But we didn't make an issue of it. You know, we didn't call him gay. He was just there.
Yeah. Stan, when you're not...
Sergeant Fury, I might add, Sergeant Fury and the commandos, Sergeant Fury is the one who is now Nick Fury, agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
We decided to keep him from World War II and show what's happening to him now today.
Yep. You've done a great job with that. You really updated him nicely, I think. When you're not working on comic books, Stan, when you're away from the comic book world, what's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, we're working on... I have this company called POW Entertainment, P-O-W, which I'm sure you've already figured out stands for Purveyors of Wonder. And we do motion pictures and television series and books and so forth. And next time you interview me, I'll tell you all about POW.
You got it. Tell me one more thing quickly, Stan. What is the Stan Lee Foundation? What can people find over there at the Stan Lee Foundation?
Well, it's a charitable foundation, and the main purpose is to foster education and reading skills. So many kids are not reading enough or not reading correctly. And now with texting and everything, where you abbreviate everything, people are forgetting how to spell. So it's just an educational thing that I tried to set up.
Stan, I have dreamt my entire life of talking to you, and now I'm crossing it off my bucket list. You're an even nicer guy than I hoped you would be. People can find out for themselves by meeting Stan Lee at the Chicago Wizard WorldCon. It takes place August 8th through the 11th at Rosemont. You want to go to wizardworld.com and, of course, visit the Stan Lee Foundation. Stan, continued success for you to you, and thank you for everything you've provided for us over these years.
Oh, hey, thanks a million, and I never enjoyed an interview more. You two are great.
Thank you so much.